So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, deep divers? Thank you for joining me. My name is Adam Roa. This is another deep dive musing. You've heard me say it on all the previous like three podcasts, but maybe this is the first one you're listening to. So let me remind you that permission to think freely, my spoken word poetry slash personal development slash spiritual philosophy, that show is coming to Australia. So if you can get to or are in already or are nearby to Melbourne, Gold Coast, Sydney, or Perth in the month of November, I encourage you to check out the link in the show notes or head to my website, adamroa.com, and you will be able to get all the information, the venue location, and buy tickets. Get some tickets for the show because it's going to be awesome. Now, for today's musing, I want to talk about the trickiest part of manifestation. This is something that I talked about on a Facebook Live about a week ago, and I felt that it was worth revisiting for those of you who may not have seen it or those of you who maybe just want a reminder, because what showed up with a client this week was the reminder that analytical understanding, logical understanding, the conscious mind understanding something is not, it is not the thing that is going to make it a given in your life. It doesn't become embodied because you logically understand that. Embodiment, as Dr. Joe Dispenza says, your body is your unconscious mind. One way to think about that is if you were to write something, or if you were to run or ride a bike or swim, you know how to do that from muscle memory. You don't have to think about how to write an A or a B. You just do it because it lives in your body, meaning it's in your unconscious mind. And that's the point of this 10,000 hours for mastery. I don't know what it's called, a comment, the saying, you know, 10,000 hours for mastery. When you think of basketball players or musicians or whatever, 10,000 hours of practice, because at that point they're saying it's just lives in your unconscious mind, which means that your body can do it without you needing to consciously think about it. That's embodiment, where it lives in the body and you don't have to consciously think about it. And so when it comes to stuff like living in alignment is one of those almost cliche sayings right now in the spiritual community, people talking about alignment. And it may mean something different to everyone who's using the word. And also recognize that saying you're living in alignment and thinking it consciously and understanding it logically does not mean that it's embodied. So what happens is when things get hard, that's when your body's gonna, your unconscious mind is gonna kick in and you're going to go into whatever is stored as your default in your body. For one of my clients, what that looked like is when things got hard, the mind, the part of the unconscious mind that was on default said, gotta work harder. Gotta go into the previous behaviors of making it happen through very specific action. And this is a client that I have worked with for a number of months now and who logically knows and is committed to living in an aligned place where all the action comes out of who she is being, and all the action that she takes will arise from being in alignment. The next step will become clear. The most important aspect is in being a vibrational match to the vision you are holding, so that any action you take comes out of that vibration and that frequency. And she's committed to that way of working. It's non-traditional, but it is what I teach, and she's committed to it. And so it was only when I had the opportunity to point it out very quickly, by the way, in like a 30-second audio message, that she had gone into an old pattern of overwhelm and was acting out of that, and to remember her commitment to being in alignment and taking action from that place. She said, oh yeah, that's right. And she took action on that, and within a week created abundance for herself. So much came pouring in the next week from that one shift. And that shift is going to give her more and more trust into this way of working. And that deeper level of trust in the way of working and that experiential learning of it is going to get into the unconscious mind. And once it's in the unconscious mind at a deep enough level, and there's enough where it outweighs the old way of working, the default now becomes alignment. Embodiment of the alignment. And so I feel that it's critical to start by, when I talk about manifestation, it's critical for me to talk about this piece of embodiment, because we forget oftentimes that the last step of this manifestation process, the last step of the law of attraction that is so often overlooked, and yet one of, if not the most important aspect, is the letting go. It's the final punctuation on your sentence as a creator in the universe. And so you can put in all the energy, you can put in all of the effort into visualizing and vision boarding and emotional exploration of what it feels like to have that thing. But if you are unable to let it go and release the attachment, your manifestation, like a prayer out into the universe, has not actually left your body. The analogy that I use is a bowling ball. And you think of a bowling ball as matter, an embodiment of all the physical matter and tools and skill sets that you have in this world. And your body and your arm is your energy source that you get to put into this matter. Like a visualization, the emotional embodiment and feeling into it, applying that law of attraction and putting that energy into the matter. And as you release that energy into the ball, similar to now that I'm visioning and now that I'm meditating on it and I'm practicing the law of attraction, now I get to take action on it with my skill set and my resources, like the bowling ball. And the final step is to let it go. That matter, that energy, cannot reach the goal if you're still holding on to it. And there's a number of reasons for this. One, the very act of manifesting, the very act of visioning, inherently within that is the belief that you don't yet have it. You don't, if you had your dream car or your dream house, you wouldn't be sitting in meditation manifesting it in order to keep it. You would just have it. It would be in your frequency. And so, if we're spending time visioning and manifesting and meditating, we're also still in the place of not having it. And while that's the approach to the bowling lane, that's the swinging of the arm, that's the energy that we're putting into the vision, at the end of each of these meditations, at the end of the vision board session, whatever it is, you get to release it. You get to let go of any attachment to how it'll show up, when it'll show up, what it looks like. Release all of it. And I know that this is easier said than done. That's why it's the trickiest part of the manifestation process, because we're consciously and constantly in a dance between intention and surrender. What's the balance that we get to find of desiring something, working towards something, and yet being completely unattached to how or when it shows up? And where this ties into the embodiment that I opened with, where this ties in is that if you embody trust in the universe and the co-creation that's possible there, if you can embody trust that you are fully held and supported and taken care of, and that the universe is working for you to give you what you want, then what happens is your default state becomes one of surrender into that unknown. So when you manifest and you vision and you hold a frequency and then you release it, part of you, there's not a battle happening in yourself between the conscious mind that wants to release and the unconscious mind that's telling you you can't. And that is alignment, in my opinion. Alignment is when your unconscious mind is no longer working against your conscious mind or your higher self, and your conscious mind is not working against your higher self. All three of those, the superconscious, the conscious, the subconscious, are all working together. That's alignment. And for many of us, as we start this path, because we don't have the 10,000 hours of mastery, and we start this path of trusting and surrendering and letting go of the attachments, it's going to take experiential learning. It's going to take the evidence that's going to help satisfy the conscious mind. And the experience is going to be in the body, and it's going to deepen on an unconscious level. And over time, your muscle memory, your embodiment, your unconscious will just believe it. And when that time happens, when you reach that point, look out. Because the trickiest part of manifestation is no longer tricky for you. That's your default way of being. you vision, you create, you put the energy into what you want to manifest in this world, and then it's effortless. Creation becomes faster and faster and faster. Manifestation, the speed of it increases over and over and over exponentially. Until things like a trip to Egypt, which was a week ago, something that I committed to, and a week later, I have an all-expenses-paid trip to Egypt. How did that manifest so quickly? How did that show up in my life? It is a wink from the universe. It's a reflection, again, of what's possible when you fully surrender into the trust and the non-attachment. I knew that as of a week ago, I was committed to going to Egypt. I didn't know where I was going to stay. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just made the commitment in myself that I was going. And I said, okay, universe, I'm heeding the call. And I completely released any way that that would look. I just knew that I would show up. And it exceeded my expectations 100-fold. So, yeah. I hope that by sharing my real-world experience of what this looks like, and if you're following along, I know, because I feel it, I understand that this incredible ability that I am cultivating to set an intention on something and then just manifest it quickly and beautifully and in ways that are bigger than I could have imagined or more potent than I could have imagined. That is because of this final piece of letting it go and releasing the attachment. And that becomes easier with the embodiment piece, so it's not a struggle consciously the entire time. So I invite you to find ways in your life, even the little ways, in which you can gain experiential learning of that surrender, of that letting go. Maybe there's parts of yourself that, for the big dreams that you have, is incredibly attached to it happening and happening soon. And so it's hard to release and let go. But maybe there's other ways in your life, in smaller decisions and smaller goals, that you are able to release and let go of. And so I encourage you to play. It's all a game. A non-competitive game where you get to have fun exploring the power you have as a creator of your reality. Thank you for continuing to follow along on this journey. Thank you for continuing to stay committed to your own growth along the way. I appreciate you. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.